If you are a baptized member of a Christian church in good standing, we welcome you very warmly to share with us in the Lord's Supper. It is the Lord's Supper. It's not a Presbyterian supper, a denominational supper. It is the Lord's Supper. And we welcome all baptized Christian believers to share with us in this occasion. Paul writes to the Christians in Corinth, "I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The Lord's Supper is first of all a command of Christ, not a suggestion. As often as you come together, that question as to how often that should be has been debated for 2,000 years. But it does mean that regularly, consistently, the Christian church is to share together in and to celebrate the supper of the Lord. It's a command of Christ. And we step back from the supper only through disobedience to Christ. We don't come to the supper because we think we're worthy to come. If you think you're worthy to come, leave now. We come as needy sinners, trusting afresh in an all-sufficient Savior. It's a command of Christ. It's secondly a commemoration of Christ. Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." He wants his church to understand and to placard to the watching world that his death on Calvary's cross is the epicenter of our faith. His sin-bearing, sin-atoning, wrath-quenching, Satan-defeating death on Calvary is the very epicenter of our faith. And so we commemorate Christ. But it's also a proclamation of Christ. Paul tells us here that we are to do this and to make known, as he puts it, to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is an acted sermon, if you like. A sermon whose sole subject is Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. And then he says, it's a communion with Christ. We take the bread and the wine into our bodies. And earlier in chapter 10, he says, is not the bread that we eat a communion, a fellowship, a koinonia in the body of Christ? Is not the wine that we drink a fellowship, a communion, a koinonia in the blood of Christ? It's not a bare memorial. We commune with Christ by his Spirit. We receive afresh the nourishment of the risen Lord into our bodies. There's much that can be said, but one other thing I do want to say is this, that we do this together. We do it corporately. We come to the Lord's table as a family. And one little thing we do to highlight that is that we eat together and we drink together. It reminds us that the Christian life is not a life of selfish individualism. It's a life of corporate communion, of fellowship. It's a life of being family. And families do what they do together. So as we come to the Lord's table and feed upon the Lord by his Spirit, let us do so in faith, knowing that Jesus Christ is the bread of life and that he is the new wine of the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Father, you have given to us this physical, spiritual memorial, because we are physical, spiritual beings. In your kindness, you have given us that which our eyes can see and our hands can handle and our mouths can taste. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that our partaking would be truly spiritual, that we will feed upon Jesus Christ. Be with us, Lord. Bless to us this sacrament, we pray. And we ask it in our Saviour's name. Amen.